Antibiotics are valuable for treating more than just infections. A recent study in Africa found that the drugs can also help save the lives of children with severe malnutrition. But implementing that finding has hit some roadblocks. The world's Anders Kelto reports from the southern African nation of Malawi.
Outside a rural health clinic near the town of Chikwawa, dozens of mothers stand under a tree. Among them is Modesta Roberts. She has a small child strapped to her back.
My daughter is swollen all over her body. I'm worried about her health.
Roberts hands her baby to Dr. Indy Trehan, an American physician. Trehan measures the baby's height, weight, and arm circumference, and does a visual inspection.
The feet are all swollen up. There's lots of weight loss here in the thighs. The skin is breaking down.
He diagnoses the child with severe malnutrition. A nurse nearby mixes white powder with water in a plastic cup. The nurse hands the cup to Roberts, who pours the mixture into her baby's mouth. The powder is amoxicillin, a common antibiotic. Last year, Trehan and his colleagues published a study that showed the immense benefits of the drug for severely malnourished children. Trehan says those who received amoxicillin
recovered at significantly higher rates, died at significantly lower rates, and grew better.
Exactly why the antibiotic works is unclear. But the findings were so compelling that the World Health Organization issued new guidelines for the treatment of severely malnourished kids. It said that they should be given amoxicillin or a similar antibiotic as soon as they are diagnosed. But putting those recommendations into practice isn't so easy. David Saunders is a malnutrition expert at the University of the Western Cape in South Africa.
Often, children who are most malnourished are the ones living in the remotest areas, in the poorest areas, with the poorest infrastructure.
And in the absence of big international organizations like UNICEF or Doctors Without Borders, Saunders says, getting antibiotics to these areas is extremely difficult. More often than not, he says, the drugs never arrive for any number of reasons.
Either because people at the central level have run out of stock, or more likely people at more peripheral levels haven't ordered in time, or stuff hasn't been delivered, or it's gone missing, and so on and so forth.
At a rural clinic I visited in Malawi, that's exactly what was happening. A community health worker agreed to speak with me, but only if I didn't use his name or the clinic's name. He said he and his colleagues have gone months without amoxicillin.
We haven't received any supply of drugs.
From the government?
Yeah. So we are still waiting for the coming of the antibiotics.
So his staff has begun giving malnourished children a different antibiotic.
We use Cotrim.
Cotrim, an antibiotic often prescribed for pneumonia.
Does that work?
Yeah, it works. It works, yeah.
Actually, it doesn't work, says Indy Trehan, the doctor who led the antibiotic study. Or it probably doesn't work. Trehan says Cotrim has never been tested on malnourished children, and he doubts it would help because it doesn't target the kind of bacteria that are linked to malnutrition. In fact, some fear using Cotrim could cause harm by exacerbating the problem of antibiotic resistance. Dr. Stuart Levy is a professor at Tufts University in Boston and head of the Alliance for the Prudent Use of Antibiotics. Levy led a study in Uganda where he says Cotrim was being used imprudently, overprescribed for a wide range of health problems.
What happened was resistance rose in the 90% range.
He fears the same thing could happen in areas where Cotrim is used to treat malnutrition. It could become harder for health workers to treat infections like pneumonia.
And what you're going to do is find that 90% of the pneumonias are now non-treatable.
Back in Malawi, Dr. Indy Trehan shares this concern. But he thinks the government will start getting the right drugs to the right kids soon.
The emphasis on nutritional care is growing, and amoxicillin is being more recognized as a component of that care.
But the question, he says, is will other governments follow suit? And if so, when? For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Chikwawa, Malawi.